Of Cote d'Ines, because just as you said, 50 years is a long time to be supporting the Black community, that's for sure. I don't mean that the wrong way, and I really appreciate their presence, and at the show, yeah, I think it'll be really great to put them in the spotlight, because it's the people that act in behind the scenes that deserve a lot of the credit that we don't always see. So I want to say a thank you to everyone at the Black Community Association for having me on Saturday, and also for the work that you do in the Black community, specifically in Montreal in this case. And for me, Megs, like, I would just say I grew up actually, like, although I was born here in Montreal, I grew up just off the west of the island in a town called Rigaud, which is close to Hudson. Nice. And I attended Hudson High School, and I played basketball, so I got a Division I scholarship after a lot of hard work to go to the States, to go to America, to go to the University of Massachusetts Amherst. So my experience with the Black community in my teen years and in my early 20s was mostly centered around the Black community in America, in the United States, and in Massachusetts specifically. So I find that the culture and the influence of the music really came through to me there, and that's where I connected a lot with not only like hip hop music, but also Jamaican music and the dance hall and Afrobeat, way before it was called Afrobeat, but I won't try to date myself now. And that comes through in the music that I'm working on now. So in terms of, yeah, it's just really important to carry through that heritage and that culture through the music. And I know that that's how you do it in Strange Fruits.
Gang, gang.
So shout out, yeah, shout out Strange Fruits, the dynamic duo.
Yes.
And I would just like to say that, yeah, so a lot of the new music that I've started to gradually work on, and I have a full-length album that's in process now that's coming up in 2023, and it has a lot of that Jamaican influence and a bit of the dance hall, but it's grounded in like house music and soul infused kind of beats. So it's grounded on like Black music in the diaspora from the Americas and the Caribbean, because those are the Black communities that influence me and that I'm a part of here in Montreal, but also for my time in the States. So I'm really happy. And then, yeah, so I think it's just really important to commemorate the folks that do the work in behind the scenes in the Black community in Montreal through the 50th anniversary of the Black Community Association. And there's actually a painting, I believe, of a mural,
yes,
that we're celebrating as well,
yes,
to commemorate the 50th anniversary, I believe. Like, please, yes, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong.
No,
I'm sitting with the
correct
director.
You're, yeah, correct. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. So
there's a mural that is being erected on the Nelson Mandela Pavilion. There was actually one that was painted by militias a few years ago. I think it was back in 2019, 2018. And so a new mural by Zek, who is the graffiti director at Prévention Côte des Neiges NDG, is directing the erection of the new graffiti mural that everyone who is attending this event will see being painted in the process. So you guys will really get to see that before and after while you guys jam out to not only Shades Lawrence, who will be performing, but we'll have DJ sets by Pro V and by Sweet LaRock, who listeners of CKUT are likely very familiar with. Evan Shea was fully fanboying about Pro V about an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
And
big shout outs to Pro V.
Like, this is the time for the fanboying.
Full, like Mag's fully outing me as a Pro V fanboy, but no shame in being a fanboy of Pro V though. That guy is a walking encyclopedia of Canadian hip hop, and he just embodies hip hop to me. Like, he embodies like what, like, it's greater than the sum of its parts to me, because it's like there's a guy who's like studied every single bit of the music, and like not just the music, but like Canadian hip hop. There's not like how many people are like staunchly Canadian hip hop historians, you know,
mm-hmm,
like someone who really digs deep and like is when he's like he's in the process of doing a whole project of archiving like all his like there, he has like tons of vinyls of like rare Canadian hip hop that he's just accumulated over the years. And it's just like I believe he's digitizing them and making project and making. I don't want to speak like I know what I'm talking about. I'm like 30% informed on this. Talking on the radio like I'm an expert on this, but on his project. But it seems like a really cool project, and there's not a lot of people that will take that time and effort to do something for the love of it that much, you know. Mm-hmm. We owe everything and to music, to people like that, because of people who document that things. Because it's like, you know, that shit's not going to be documented by McGill,
Well, I mean, we're on their radio right now.
So. Because we're talking about we're talking about a formal music institution that focuses on classical music, and just getting jazz in there was hard enough, mm-hmm. you know, on its own. That's what I mean mm-hmm. by that. It's like, we're not going to have people that are dedicating jobs as professorships to documenting historic hip hop that we have.
True.
Because it's a music that comes from outside of the institutions. So it's like, you know, it would be kind of weird for it to be in a way, I think, to be documented in that way. So I think it's, to have someone like Povy doing that is incredibly important. Yes.
Document the history. Yeah, yeah. We're just talking about that off air a bit. You document the history and show all the influence and the impact on the community. That can make a difference for the future events and the future shows.
Yes.
So if you're out there and you're organizing in the community for hip hop music and for whatever community initiative that you're doing, make sure to take photos, make sure to take mm-hmm. that video, and show what Megs is doing at Hip Hop You Don't Stop right now director, the current director.
I mean,
and all the past folks who worked on that as well. We need to shout them out and say thank you for continuing to push the culture forward. And that's what it's important to do, is to continue to push the culture forward. So
thank you so much. So on that, thank you Emilio, the previous director, and Marc Beauchemin Egypto, the first director of the Hip Hop You Don't Stop Festival. He was the director when Strange Fruits actually mm-hmm. came onto the scene, and so I feel very honored to be part of the musical landscape in that regards, not mm-hmm. just as an artist but as an organizer. And you touched on something that's very important, Shades, being able to not just document what is happening for the history books, and so people can see that this is something that has happened, mm-hmm. but in terms of also representation, Strange mm-hmm. Fruits is Nike and I like to have fun, but more importantly, we represent a lot of different things. Something mm-hmm. that I touched on earlier, we are two queer Black women, one is Caribbean, the other is African, and there's not a lot of people like us in the city or even in the country doing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. check out Strange Fruits. Yep. They're a hip hop duo, dynamic duo.
Yes, definitely based check out Strange Fruits. We're actually playing Pop Montreal at the end of the month, September 30th. So you're definitely free to check us out once you've gotten your fill of hip hop at the Hip Hop You Don't Stop Festival. Come see all the talented artists there. But Shades Lawrence is also another artist who represents a lot of the same things that Strange Fruits is representing.
I appreciate that.
I think it's really important to note that, especially because in hip hop, we still don't really talk about what it is to be a queer person in hip hop mm-hmm. to the fullest extent, other than the stereotypical, oh, is it hard to be gay in hip hop? And what do you do about all those slurs that they throw your way? And blah, 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 blah. Do you feel like you need to be one of the boys? And I'm not here to ask all these questions that they've been asking us for the past decade. You know what I mean? But I think
that's real.
What I would like to hear from you is some advice that you might have for young queer artists trying to make it in the city, especially in a genre that is still getting its legs on how to represent us to our fullest capacity.
Yeah, for real. I mean, just it's really important to note, I mean, that for artists and for queer artists, I mean, Strange Fruits are great role models. Like, I'm just throwing it back at you, you again, Megs. But just to try to be yourself, really. Mm-hmm. Try to be yourself in the industry, in the music industry, but also in life in general. That's the advice I would give. It's the best advice my mother ever gave me, was to be yourself. And she didn't give me too much advice because she's a good mom, but a good mother. But The best advice my mother ever gave me was to be yourself. So that's how it is in music. Like, and that's what I try to do as well. So I would look to the artists. And if you're out there listening in Montreal as a queer artist who's a young artist on the come up, or you're in Canada somewhere and you're trying to tune in on the live stream, and we're on air, I believe, on CKUT as well.
Yes.
It's just really important to remember that if you're queer, if you're not queer, if you're however you identify, is just to try to be yourself and to have that try to come across in the music. And I'm sure, like all of us artists out there across all identities, if you're gender diverse, if whatever your orientation is, whatever your heritage is, try to be yourself and to remember who came before, remember the history, as I spoke to a bit earlier, and also try to carry it through and try to put something out in the world that the future generations can try to get behind. And that's the impact that I try to make with the music and the environmental justice tunes and the big tunes.
Yes.
And the environmental justice songs, the songs about social justice. Like, I do have a song called on the way, and the next release is called The Love Song. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like a love song, but it's about the unions. Mm. And it's about all the legacy of the unions and fighting for rights for all the workers, for like fair wages, fair hours, like, and Saturday and Sunday that we have now, you know.
That's amazing.
Things like that, unions. All the unions fought for, that we still have to continue to fight and struggle to keep. So that's The Love Song, and that's the next release on the way. I can't play it today, but it's upcoming. So if you want to find out a little bit more about that, it's really about the music, and it's about environmental justice, and it's about social justice. So just carry that through into the next generation. And I only try to put out music that I'm like, if I had kids, would they want to hear this music?
Yes.
And does this make the world a better place?
That's beautiful.
Because if it doesn't make the world a better place, why am I doing it? You know what I mean? So that's what I would say to that, about queer artists, about any artist across all identities and genders, and in all like heritage groups. Like, that's what I would say about that, Megs.
That is lovely. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, of course.
I love that you touched on, you know,
great environment. Question.
Thank you. I love that you touched on like social justice and environmental justice. One of the events that we have going on at the festival is actually in collaboration with Rap Battles for Social Justice, which is actually how you and I met. But we'll get into that after we get into one of your actually requested songs. I believe we have Lokita Selective. Yeah. Tell me why you chose this song.
I chose a song by Lokita because she's a super solid hip-hop artist, a Canadian hip-hop artist out of Vancouver. And her new sound that she has coming out, I think that this is her most recent release, if I believe. It's super, like, she has found her sound with this song. And she's an artist out in Vancouver, and she just works real hard at the music, and I appreciate all the sound and all the music that she brings to the table. So she's an artist in Vancouver, a Canadian hip-hop artist. And so this is her song, and her name is Lokita.
Perfect. It is 4:12 p.m. here in Montreal, 27 degrees Celsius, partly cloudy. I'm living my radio fantasy right now, you guys. You are listening to New Shit. This is Mags from Hip Hop You Don't Stop. We're in studio with Shades Lawrence and Evan Shea here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Select if you still stuck in the class.
rise to the occasion. Change for no man unless he loves you more than I can. And that's impossible. Your name ain't Jah. Rest up, I write. Look to the sky, ask God why. Did I defend all he did to me? You don't even know half of me. You can't see. Rules for who? No rules for me. I'm just living wild and free. And if I fall in love, well, so it be. So please, Lord, let him be kind. Cannot dwell in the past. It looks forward in time. You know, time could be sublime. Time after time, we could go into something fine.
C'est le retour à rien, cas et pas. Tu penses qu'ils vont comprendre? Ok. 1, 2, 3, on y va, on y va. 4, 5, 6, bébé, on a du bise. 7, 8, 9, dans mon panier, 10. C'est le son de ma musique, je calcule et j'en profite. 1, 2, 3, on y va, on y va. 4, 5, 6, bébé, on a du bise. 7, 8, 9, dans mon panier, 10. C'est le son de ma musique, je calcule et j'en profite. Bonjour, je me présente, je m'appelle Diane. Missy D les étonne, la petite francophone. Retourne au commencement, où elle le fait franchement. En français pour la famille et pour maman. Fanatique de rom-com, soul, baby love son. Poétique, elle s'abonne en glisse sur les mélodies. Je sors ma bulle aujourd'hui, effet pandémie ou nostalgie. Je suis prête à vos marques, à pas. 1, 2, 3, on y va, on y va. 4, 5, 6, bébé, on a du bise. 7, 8, 9, dans mon panier, 10. C'est le son de ma musique, je calcule et j'en profite. Like, ooh, let me drop some French and some English too. I know you ready to say, comment allez-vous? Playing with the rhythm and falling with the groove. Hey, bah, c'est ma love en français, c'est le grand amour. À la folie, à la passion, de jour au jour, chaque moment, le son m'attrape et m'emporte, me signe et me raconte. Il était une fois ou autrefois. Ce que t'entends, c'est ma mémoire, le début de mon histoire. Oh, hey! C'est du naughty bad nature, au school aventure. C'est le rythme qui fait hocher, un trip, trip, trip français. Style olympique sur scène, aussi rapide qu'Usaine Bolt. Je danse sur cette mélodie, saute comme le fait Gabi, Serena, Naomi. Match point poétique du 5e à 2022. Vous êtes bien témoin, je suis de retour à 1. 1, 2, 3, on y va, on y va. 4, 5, 6, bébé, on a du bise. 7, 8, 9, dans mon panier, 10. C'est le son de ma musique, je calcule et j'en profite. 1, 2, 3, on y va, on y va. 4, 5, 6, bébé, on a du bise. 7, 8, 9, dans mon panier, 10. C'est le son de ma musique, je calcule et j'en profite. Chante avec moi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Le retour à 1, le retour à 1, le retour à 1. Et quand 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Le retour à 1, case départ. Le retour à 1, et goes 1, 2, 3, yeah. 4, 5, 6, baby. 7, 8, 9, 8, 10, baby. 1, 2, 3, on y va, on y va. 4, 5, 6, baby, on a du peace. 7, 8, 9, dans mon panier, 10. C'est le son de ma musique, je calcule et j'en profite. 1, 2, 3, on y va, on y va. 4, 5, 6, bébé, on a du pis. 7, 8, 9, dans mon panier, 10. C'est le son de ma musique, je calcule et j'en profite. Diane, le retour à 1, case départ.
And welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM. You just heard Case Départ by Missy D. And just before that, we were listening to Lokita Selective, two songs selected, requested by our guest Shades Lawrence in studio, who's going to tell us a little bit more about these choices she's made. Very excellent choices, by the way.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be here. So thanks again, Mags, for inviting me in to talk about Hip Hop You Don't Stop Festival and everyone involved in the organizing of that. So I really appreciate the opportunity and to perform. And yeah, but the first song we heard is by Lokita called Selective, and it's her brand new single. That it's her most recently released single, I believe. And I really think that she aimed for a certain sound that is like pretty representative, and she like hit the nail right on the head and got that. So I really think that she found like her sound, and she found like the place where she fits in hip hop with this track. And that's an artist. Lokita is out of Vancouver, British Columbia. So I'm really happy to hear that track from her. So that's the reason I selected that one. And the next song I selected is by another artist out of Vancouver called Missy D. And she's been doing some things for a little while now, but this is off her new EP called Casse Départ, I believe. Mm-hmm. And that's the lead single, if I've gathered that correctly. And I'm just really happy to hear a bit more music from her, because she has an album out, so y'all should check that out as well. And it's one of those albums that you could play like pretty much all the way through, like a Miss Lauryn Hill or a Nas Illmatic. Like, those are albums that I could play from start to finish and just like rock to it and vibe. And yeah, and Missy D's album is like that too. So she has a new EP out, a new project called Casse Départ, and that track is called Casse Départ as well. So check those two artists out, Lokita and Missy D. They're doing big things out in British Columbia.
Yes, yes.
The big things popping.
Big
so
things are going.
Big things are going, yeah, for real. So yes. So check out those two artists for real, and I'm happy I had the opportunity to select those songs. So thank you, Megs, for hosting today.
Of course. I'm having a great time. Are you guys having fun?
I'm chilling.
Having
I'm vibing.
Awesome time.
I hope you guys listening in are having a great time. If you are having a great time, feel free to tag us on Instagram, @HHYDS_Montreal, or tag us on Twitter at @HHYDS_Montreal. Follow us on all the platforms to stay up to date with the festival. In fact, let's go ahead and speak a bit more about the festival. One of the things that we have going on the same Saturday, right after the event that Shades Lawrence is playing, we are having a video premiere night at Chalet Kent in Côte-des-Neiges, just a few blocks away, actually, called CRL Community Request Live. For all my millennials out there who are familiar with TRL, Total Request Live, it's a bit of a similar concept. We'll be playing videos, having live performances. The twist here is that we've got a music video premiere for the song Rolls Royce Choices by this group of kids from James Ling High School. They have a project called Project Word. And every summer, they get together. It's a program, like a literacy program, to keep kids in school, keep them engaged through writing workshops. So it's a lot of songwriting, rap writing.
Amazing.
They have an in-studio production studio called Up Next Records. And they've just put out a record this past summer, and they'll be premiering the video for their song Rolls Royce Choices, which is actually the name of the album, which you can find on streaming on Spotify, on SoundCloud. And the other video that will actually be premiering that night is a mini documentary called My Generation Remembers. It is a 20-minute documentary directed by Jessica Valois, and it documents the mural project that Prévention Côte-des-Neiges, NDG, and Rap Battles for Social Justice collaborated on last year in October in the erection of a mural for Nicholas Gibbs, who was a young black man from NDG who was shot down by the police a few years ago. And so this documentary commemorates the event of the mural inauguration with all the performers, as well as testimonials from different community members, such as Marcel Partouche, who is part of Rap Battles for Social Justice. For those of you who don't know, I'm actually one of the original founders of Rap Battles for Social Justice back in 2015, I want to say. It was me, Dan Parker, and Vincent Stephen Ong from Urban Science. We came together on a first event at the old La Vitrola, RIP, and we put on the Rap Battles for Climate Justice, and then we put on three more versions of that. Then we started doing other themes, and that was how Rap Battles for Social Justice actually started.
The history. Gotta get the history. I appreciate that, Mags, because I've shared the stage a few times with rap battles for social justice, and they do really great work. So I'm really pleased to hear that you helped to found that initiative, because they're great folks over there still, and I'm really happy with that.
Yeah, so I'm no longer actually part of the organizing team now. It's a whole new slew of very talented artists, organizers, very dedicated activists, and they're doing great work, and they will be co-presenting this event with us. And I'd like to actually hear a bit more about your experiences with Rap Battles for Social Justice.
Yeah, for sure. That's a on the spot question. That's a you just spring that on me, or if that's anyways, I don't know if that's proper English right here, but I try. Yeah, Rap Battles for Social Justice. I mean, the one show that stands out to me in my mind a lot was Rap Battles for Representation, which took place a few years back. And I've heard some folks call that the best hip hop show they've ever attended in Montreal.
I was there. It was great.
You were there, eh? Yeah. And they sold out Oskang Plaza, which has a capacity of something ridiculous.
Yeah.
Huge. Something in the hundreds. And it was a rap battle that had all women and non-binary artists and musicians. So there was a full band of like 8+ musicians and a slew of hip-hop artists that were all women and non-binary. And it was for representation in the music industry and in music in Montreal, from what I gathered. So I performed there, and I was really grateful to be a part of that initiative. And the last show I was a part of, there was a rap battle against, or a rap battle for climate justice and rap battle for a better future. And that's the MO of why I do music. That's why I started. My first track I wrote, the first beat I ever produced when I used to produce more, was called Formidable Time.
I remember Formidable Time.
You remember
Time.
Formidable Time, yeah. And it's about climate justice, and it's about environmental justice, because the climate crisis is something that's active in every community across the globe right now. And it's really important with the forest fires that are raging a lot of places, and the droughts that a lot of municipalities are experiencing, that we speak to those issues. So my song Formidable Time was actually right before President Trump was elected, when the Standing Rock Initiative and the Standing Rock Resistance rather was happening. And I just felt like really inspired to write something to bring awareness and to make sure that those issues were brought to the forefront. So I released that as part of an EP project. It was released first as a single, and that was the first song I ever actually produced. I taught myself to produce to make that song. And that was the first song I actually wrote all the lyrics to in my life. So I'm really happy that I had the chance to put that out there. And then there's some other songs about environmental justice that I came out with. Like, there's one that I collaborate with a producer in Chicago with, whose name is The Buddha Bat. The Buddha Bat Beats. Yeah. And that's called Blood and Fire. And that's about the forest fires that British Columbia experienced a few years back. And I believe there's still stuff going on, of course, as we know. So those songs are really close to my heart, and they're really important. And I think it's really, I'm really glad that the Rap Battles for Social Justice had a rap battle for climate justice, a rap battle for representation. And there was a third show I participated in as well, and that was a rap battle against sexual violence. And I think that those are really important issues. And some of the artists that, and there's a lot of crossover in between the artists in Hip Hop You Don't Stop and in Rap Battle for Social Justice. So that's, I think, in the Montreal music scene, like, what does Montreal bring to the world in terms of hip-hop? And it's environmental justice and social justice, because Rap Battles for Social Justice has been doing it a long time, since Mags was founding it. And with those two others that she mentioned, I believe it was Dan Parker and Vincent Stephen Ong, and they do really great things in the hip-hop scene. And I think Dan Parker, anyways, he's he has other projects, I believe, but it's really important to continue to speak to those issues and to bring that, like, over the smooth beats, like Evan Shea talks about in his music, and to put those hip-hop for social justice, hip-hop for environmental justice, over the smooth beats and the great production, and get that out to the world, because, like, Montreal needs to come up. I mean, there's, like, other places in Canada that are doing all right, but, like, we're on the come up, and that's what all of us bring to the table. So remember I said that.
Yes.
That's all I'll say.
Shade's done told you.
Yeah.
Yes, amazing. Shades is actually somebody that I see getting so much coverage for their music, and like, she's really like doing the damn thing, you know what I mean? Evan and I actually talk a lot about like the landscape of like promoting your music as like a musician in 2022, and what is that like, especially with the TikToks and the reels of it all. And you know, in this edition of the festival, we're talking a lot about moving forward and really sticking with the times, and it's something that I think a lot about. How do you two feel about how hip-hop was promoted like culturally back then versus how it is now? How easy is it to like, you know, get your music out there versus like trying to follow certain trends and also innovating your music?
You want to speak to that, Evan?
You know, it's like we think about how the traditional routes of how we move through the music industry, like, have just all the lanes and the tunnels have all changed. Like, how you get places is all different, you know. I think there are so many more resources now that are available at our fingertips, which is amazing. I think there are many benefits to what we have. But at the same time, I think there's like also just the way some of these social media networks are set up or whatever. It's just like I feel like it's getting harder for artists in general to be able to connect, to like make the general connections with their audiences and be able to create that organic growth that everyone so often talks about. The key word, organic growth, that everyone likes. I don't know. It's just like, I think it's interesting how. I just feel like it's even more prevalent since I in the last 3 or 4 years, even just like how things have shifted, even just during the pandemic alone. Like, I feel like the rules of how things work keep evolving and changing at an even greater pace, and it's like I have to admit, it feels like it's hard to keep up as you know, even someone who's as in tune with my living doing photography and video stuff for a living. So it's like I'm at least in tune with like how presentation is so important and stuff like that, but it's so difficult to, you know, there's just so many different routes to pursue, and if you pursue different ones, there's different benefits to different platforms. There's, you know, and we even talk about, even to expand to like record labels and stuff like that, they serve a different purpose now than they used to, you know. You can very easily do it as an independent artist, but also at the same time, at what cost to like yourself and like your time, your energy, your just like your own sanity as a person, because you've used so much time and energy.
God, yeah.
You know, it's like you are pursuing your passion and you are working on your dream, but it's like, it's still work, you know. It's like you gotta at some point you gotta be able to like separate yourself from what you're doing, because it's like, yeah, otherwise you'll lose your marbles a bit, you know.
No, absolutely. Very relatable what the man is talking about.
Yeah.
And so this actually brings me to my next question, because we're all a bunch of old geezers in this room. And
do I get to throw in my 2 cents on that last one real quick? Real quick, I'll be real quick. I don't want to take up too much space, but I just wanted to say that in like in music and promoting music and trying to get your music out there and stuff, and for all the young artists out there, and I'm a young artist still, so I'm no pro. But the most important thing I found is to try to be yourself, like I said previous, and just try to stay true to yourself in the music industry, and just with all the things that are happening in the world, try to be true to the things that you have inside, and to who you are as a person and your heritage and your culture and the land that you come from, because we're on indigenous territories here in the Americas and in North America, like on Turtle Island, it's also called. And that's one of the original names for the continent of North America. And it's important for me in my music, but also like just in my life, to recall and to try to remember and bring to the forefront that we're on stolen indigenous territories. Mm-hmm. And as an Afro-descended person in the Americas, like, where can I call home? Mm-hmm. Like, home is where I was born, but I'm thankful every day to the indigenous folks that like allowed me to be here still, mm-hmm. and still allow me to be here to this day. Like, yes. let me just pray real quick, but because I'm not going back to Africa.
Right.
I'm not going back to Jamaica right now, although I love Jamaica. It's a great place. And and I'm sure West Africa, like in my heritage, is really great too. And the whole continent is a fabulous place. But Canada, like, I feel really privileged to call this place home. So it's important to really try to remember that and to bring that to the forefront in the music and in the culture and in hip hop. So I would say to be yourself. And the second thing I would say in the industry and to promote music and things like that is that it's just important to get the music out. Like, if you're yes. a young artist, just get the music out. Like, yes. if you have music mm-hmm. out, like, you might be hard on yourself and this and that, but I feel really privileged to say that I have the opportunity to create the music I make. So it's to bring that music to the forefront and just release it. If there's a doubt in your mind, just say, is this the best I can do? Is this me trying my best? Is me trying? And if you're still trying, then it's worth putting it out. So if exactly. you're out there and you're listening and yep. you're a young artist like me, I'm still a young artist.
Yes.
I'm still a young mm-hmm. artist. Not yes. going to date myself yet. I won't say that again. But try to be yourself. Try to stay true to that. Try to remember whose land we're on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're on Jijage, the land of the Ganasatagi.
Mm-hmm.
Not Ganasatagi, that's the name of the land, Mohawk. Actually. But the Ganyagahaga on yes. Mohawk territory, the name of the people is Ganyagahaga, and yes. the name of the land is Jijage in mm-hmm. Montreal. Yes. So it's important to remember that Ganasatagi is actually on the river up there, and mm-hmm. that's the reservation, and all this land was originally called the original indigenous names for it of the Mohawk here. So it's just really important to bring that to the forefront and try to stay true to the land, stay true to yourself, and put the music out. If you're out there and you make music, put the music out.
Put it out.
And find a way.
Yes.
So I'm very privileged to be able to create this music and to put it out. And so I'm glad I have the opportunity for that. So that would be my advice to promote. Is the first step is to get the music out.
That is a very correct statement. It's actually funny because that's kind of Loop Session's whole thing, like, because the challenge is to make a beat in 24 hours, and half the time people are like, oh, well, it wasn't mixed properly, or oh, I wanted to do more to it. It's like, put it out.
Mm-hmm.
Put it out. Sir. Because the thing is, you can have 100 beats, but if no one has ever heard them,
yep.
what is, it's just collecting dust.
You can make a beat store, you can like yeah. find a distributor, just check online, check up how do I put my music on Spotify. Mm-hmm. That's the best way, and that's to everyone out there who loves music and who wants to create and have an impact on the next generations for good
mm-hmm.
and for the positives, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we try and do, and I'm sure that's what Evan tries to do too,
mm-hmm.
and what Mags and Strange Fruits and the Hip Hop You Don't Stop Festival has that impact on the community for good. So we're trying to do that through the culture and through music, and Mags can probably speak to that a little bit more too in terms of how you do that.
I'm doing it right now. Shit.
Promote the music and promote the culture, you know?
And promote the artists that are creating the culture,
yeah, yeah.
you
I
know?
I appreciate that, yeah.
Such as Shades
that.
And Evan, who we're going to listen to a bit more music by these two very talented artists who are, once again, playing at Hip Hop You Don't Stop, happening September 16th, 17th, 18th. All the events are free. All the events are happening in Kwitanesh, NDG, and the 180G rap party at the very end. We're going to go into Formidable Time by Shades Lawrence. You're listening to CKUT.
Classic. Keep it locked for Formidable Time.
Yes.
One of my favorite songs, and the yes. one that I didn't mess up any of the lyrics, because you always make mistakes on lyrics. So put the music out. Because every song I've ever written, I was like, I made mistakes in the lyrics, but Formidable Time is the one I can say I'm entirely 100% still happy with to this day. And it's about Standing Rock and all the resistance there right before and previous to President Trump's election.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So remember to keep it locked and to remember to keep environmental justice in your hearts and close to you always. And this is Formidable Time by me, Shades Lawrence. Don't let me talk no more, Megs.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Shades. Lawrence. Formidable Time. Here we go. See, I'll tell a new story from way before time, before the bards and the scribes and the rappers sold lines, before duets and duels when only crows rhyme, before rules and guidelines, before there was fuel to find, before cruel minds
Ideas of dual minds way before a pen would become a tool of mine. There was dark at the start in the center that burns, and a part of my heart whispered and turned to myself and felt gifted with words. Questions asked gently and I listened to her, became my vision to turn, got the urge to wake. So I woke and made faith, and the moon didn't make waves. I made patience, then faith, and last I made rage. For a time long away, when my children would stray, when the weather would change from the calm to the waves, and this song would get played at the dawn of an age. As I inch closer to that original rhyme, we all creep closer to a formidable time. It's not typical, we have been given the signs of an earth that's livable. Let the invisible shine. As I inch closer to that original rhyme, we all creep closer to a formidable time. It's not typical, we have been given the signs of an earth that's livable. Let the invisible shine. As I inch closer to that original rhyme, we all creep closer to a formidable time. Cities mired in grime, no rivers of wine, there's no swimming in the water. We have been given the signs, and I'll speak it loud, the truth from my root, from the highest cottonwood to the dirt on my shoe, to the air in the booth, to the fires in the deep, at the center of the earth where the darkness speaks. Forget parting seas, I parted the stars, but dancing with galaxies seemed to harden my heart. So the moon challenged me to water the dark, to see where the patterns be, and I went farther than art and way deeper than seas, through the crust of the start where the fire breathes. And the very dust is charged with the sparks of generations waiting for revelation. They know what we've been facing and they wait all information. Like that original rhyme, we all creep closer to a formidable time. It's not typical, we have been given the signs of an earth that's livable. Let the invisible shine. As I inch closer to that original rhyme, we all creep closer to a formidable time. It's not typical, we have been given the signs of an earth that's livable. Let the invisible shine. See, I was bought and sold, auction blocked and told to forget my name. I was brought to the fold, the churches of invaders, slave owners and rapists. But I sang sweet and low, and I breathed with the sacred. I carried the water, and I waited so patient for these days to come, when my people awaken to stand toe to toe with forces in black vests, to circle palm in palm and pray for the best for every generation, for every color and creed, to know in my being that we all live downstream. Black snakes under waves coil and bend, and under earth oils said to foretell the end. But that color red in the dust under feet says to stay calm, drum beats and breathe deep. And as we stand hands locked at the 11th hour, I know the people will remember their power. Like that original rhyme, we all creep closer to a formidable time. It's not typical, we have been given the signs of an earth that's livable. Let the invisible shine. As I inch closer to that original rhyme, we all creep closer to a formidable time. It's not typical, we have been given the signs of an earth that's livable. Let the invisible shine.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/covidvaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Mags, Director of Hip Hop You Don't Stop, a festival going on in NDG Côte-des-Neiges happening this weekend. And I'm in studio with Shades Lawrence and Evan Shea. You just heard Formidable Time by Shades Lawrence. We are winding down to the end of our program, so I thought that we would play a little game that we over here in Virgo World really appreciate, to get to know people. You might have heard of it. It's a card game actually called We're Not Really Strangers. The premise of the game is that, you know, usually you're in a group, you pull out these cards that ask you very intuitive questions, mm-hmm. that really make you think about like how you see yourself and how you see others, and you know, your journey along this crazy ride that we call life. And now we're gonna put a hip hop spin on it. So all of these questions I'm gonna ask you, I want you to answer in regards to your respective artistic journeys. Are we good? Are we sure game thing. To
Sounds
play?
Good. Sounds good to me.
Would you like to start, Evan?
Okay. I think, does Megs just...
Well, let me ask the question first, then you guys can figure out who wants to answer first.
Be ready,
you know, get a feel. Be ready.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Stay ready.
I'm ready to go.
I was born ready, but I'm putting Evan on the spot here.
So the first question is, what lesson took you the longest to unlearn?
Oh my God. I'm still working on it. Trust myself and my own intuition,
mm-hmm.
and believe in myself and mm-hmm. my, and my vision, and trust it enough to follow through with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
good.
Yeah.
That's good. How do you feel you're doing on that?
I mean, it's a day by day thing, you know. Yeah. It's like it's a thing you got to work on every day, and just like, you know, some days you trust yourself less than other days, and some days you're like, man, I got this shit. I got it all figured out. And then the next day you're like, oh my God, I don't know. What am I even doing? Like, what am I, like, I don't know anything. Like, what am I even doing, like, day to day? So it's like sometimes you just got to, like, learn to, you know, balance your own thoughts and your own emotions, and be able to, like, just see the light at the end of the tunnel whether it's like a project you're working on or like a skill set you're trying to learn. You know, there's always just like, it's like find that focus, find that, you know, find the thing that motivates you to push through, you know.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. What about you, Shades?
Yeah, I would say the skill that took me the longest time to unlearn,
mm-hmm.
that I wanted to get out of the habit of doing. So I would say that would be productivity.
Ooh.
Because for a long time, for most of my adult life, for sure, so far, like, yeah, I'm not that old, is that I always felt like I needed to, like, produce and, like, make a lot of work, or I played ball, so I had to go to the gym and work mm-hmm. out and produce. I had to do my homework, and I got the good grades. So kids out there, make sure you get the good grades, because you can go wherever you yes. want to in life.
I agree.
If you
with
get
that.
The good grades, and you can get a Division I scholarship to play basketball, to play football, to play volleyball sometimes, like, all the different things. So try to take care of your grades and take care of things in the school. But trying to produce and trying to always, like, try to keep up with the world, try to keep up with society and things. And it's important to try to stay grounded and just remember that it's okay to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to not be always producing new music or anything like that. So I continue to make music and to put things out, but I don't feel like I always have to, like, rush or hurry. And it's always pressure. So I try and stay chill and try to let go of the idea that I have to produce for the society that we live in all the time, and just try to rest occasionally.
Yes, so rest that's a skill is very important.
Yeah, so that's a skill I try mm-hmm. to let go of, yeah.
Thank you. Nice. Thank you both. The next question for you both, actually, since you guys, I think, just met today, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
What are some of the assumptions that you might have had about each other before sitting down and actually talking?
Oof.
Well, to be honest, if I can jump in with this for real, I have an answer somehow, yes. even though it's a spontaneous question and it's totally on the spot, is that when I first saw Evan today, I was like, he's probably a beat maker. I didn't actually know if he was a hip hop artist or a singer or like an R&B guy or something, but he looks like he produces beats. He just has the vibe. So go to him, all you artists in Montreal that are paying attention, go to him for your production needs, because he looks like he has that atmosphere, that ambiance about his, not like an aura or anything, but like his, who he is as a person.
Now it comes through.
I'm literally wearing a shirt I got for a Halloween costume 10 years ago that I am now wearing as a permanent part of my wardrobe, so.
It wasn't about that, but it's something, he just has that vibe, the energy and stuff, and it comes through in the quality of the music and your input on jazz and your input on the relationship in between jazz and hip-hop, so it's really good to keep that in mind.
That's hilarious. That is amazing. Thank you so much. What yeah. about you?
A beat maker.
I mean, just, I thought a name like Shades Lawrence is probably going to be cool.
That's what's up. I appreciate that, Evan.
And then it was right, so.
cute. Okay. What is your go-to hip-hop? Not hip-hop karaoke as in the event, but what hip-hop song would you do at karaoke?
That's a tough one. Like, just songs that I can remember all the words to, first off, because I know plenty of songs, like, 85% of the way, but I'll, like, drop out a few. All the words that I can say, though, probably in Hate It or Love It remix. because I used to listen to that song on the bus like over and over again in seventh grade. So I just like all the verses are just seared into my memory.
Wow.
That's real. Yeah. Imagine imagine me at age 12, 13, just listening to 50 Cent over and over.
I can imagine it because we're the same age.
Oh, no.
We've lived the same life.
Yeah. You know.
And you, Shades?
Yeah, I would say I would have to go with the classic, the original five-time Grammy winner, not just a nominated person or artist, Ms. Lauryn Hill. I would say pretty much anything on the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. That's the classic album. I got it at a certain point in my life when I was a much younger person. And I actually lost the album on a field trip in school.
Oh, my God.
Classic.
And I won't say in what grade. And anyways, and... I bought a second version of the album because I wanted it so much. And I bought two albums that I lost out of 10 because I wanted the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill again. And then I found the album. So now I have two, and I have one that can be in the car and one that can be at home. So I'm still really happy that
I
have two albums.
You know what's so funny? Nika also has two copies of that album.
That's cool. That's
like really I remember she took a picture of them like side by side. I'm like, why do you have two of these? And like, why not?
It's not even an issue. It's not even an issue. Like I'm so happy to support her artistry and her career. And the song that I would probably choose from the album to rap, because she sings on it, she raps, she does R&B, she does everything for a true artist, Ms. Lauryn Hill, for sure. Like it's already a classic. It's probably Superstar,
of course.
And the first line to the song is like something like hip-hop, it started out in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody trying to chart, say yo, hip-hop started out in the heart, hey yo. Now everybody trying to chart, and then she keeps going on, and that's classic Ms. Lauryn Hill. So if you don't know, you better ask somebody, because Ms. Lauryn Hill is still one of the realest to ever do it in hip hop, and she won 5 Grammys for that solo original, like her first solo album. Although she was with Wyclef Jean and Proswell, I believe, for the Fugees, and they had an album, The Score, that came out a few years previous, but that was her first solo album, and she won like 5 Grammys, like Breakout Artist, something like that, Hip Hop Album of the Year, something like that. So check it out, if you don't know, you better ask somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You better ask somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Next question. What are you guys' personal goals by the end of the year in terms of your music?
Oof. I want to throw out an EP either at the end of this year or the beginning of next. I want to get rolling on my next record, try to secure some funding for it and stuff, and just really get the ball rolling with it. Kind of looking to release. I would like to release like halfway through next year if I could. Like if it was up to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's mostly right now. I have a few, just like still playing shows here and there with other people too. I'm playing with a friend of mine from the Banff Jazz and Creative Music Workshop, from an Italian drummer, Francesca Regimini. I'll be playing at the Off Jazz Festival with her this year, and playing her super ridiculously cool and really hard music. So it'll be really fun to get my ass kicked in the gear a little bit by some music. You know, it's always rewarding to have to work really hard on something that makes you better at your instrument.
Yes, absolutely.
But yeah, you know, that's mostly my goals. Yeah, I'm just trying to get some idea, get some stuff out there. Speaking of, just like just release it. It's like, got to pry it out of my hands, unfortunately, sometimes. But
that's real. That's the struggle of the artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To put it out and to try to be as vulnerable as it's possible to be, like, and still keep who you are and stay.
I feel the more vulnerable I am with my music, the more the perfectionist tendencies sometimes come out too.
Oh, that's interesting. That's an interesting balance.
If I'm going to be vulnerable, it's got to be worth it, you know?
Yeah, that's me and Trust Takes Time, for real. That's a vulnerable album that I put out like earlier this year, and it's very out there, pretty vulnerable, and I made a lot of mistakes in the lyrics, but the important thing is I put it out.
That's a part of being vulnerable.
And the sound is still evolving and reforming, but I finally found the sound that I'm going for now, so I'm really happy with that. So that's real, Evan. I'm glad that you have that project in process, and you're trying to push the vulnerability a bit and get the music out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, for me, I'd say for my goals, like for music into 2023 and the end of the year, I'm working on a full-length album right now, so I'm really happy with the direction that the sound is taking, about the emotion and just that emotional kind of delivery coming through. So and on the production, there's like really soul infused beats, trap beats, and house music, actually, which is black music too, and really rooted in the queer community as well. And so that comes through, and all of it has an undertone of R&B to it, so that emotion comes through in the music. So that's a full length album that'll be coming in 2023 that I have in process now. I'm really excited about it. It's gonna be fire. Oh, I just said it. I put the bar up way high. But it is going to be fire. I'll say this a second time because I mean it. And if I said it, I really mean it. Like J. Cole said.
If she said it, she meant it.
Mm-hmm. Like J. Cole said. And the second thing that I have on the go right now is a single that's my next release called The Love Song, like I told you, about the unions and everything that the unions fought for in terms of fair pay, fair and equal pay for women and non-binary folks, as well as like time off, like things like that. Like, you're only allowed to work a certain amount of hours a day, like 7.5 or 8 hours a day. Like, those are struggles that happened throughout the last like few decades, and they're still going on to this day. So we have to continue to stand firm. We have to continue to fight for our rights as employees and having jobs. And I used to be at a bank. I used to work at a bank full time. And it's just important to keep that consistent and to keep the work ethic there, but at the same time, to have time to rest and to have time to take a break and spend all that money that you're making. You know what I mean? So
more unions in hip hop.
Yeah, exactly. So the Love Song, like the single that's upcoming, is all about the unions, and it's called The Love Song. So it sounds like it's a romantic, you know, a kind of a bop, and it has a little bit of that in it somehow. I don't know how I did that through the lyrics, but it's about the union. So just remember that when it drops, it's the social justice song, and I've been gone a long time. The justice wrong. So get the justice right, and that's what it's about.
Thank you so much. Thank you again for both of you coming in. I'm really excited to see the both of you. So like I said, Shades Lawrence will be performing at Nelson Mandela Pavilion in Gwydenej September 17th at the BCA 50th anniversary celebration from 2 to 5 p.m. And you can catch Evan Shea performing live with his beats and his sax, right? at the 180G Cafe on Sunday, September 18th. And you have...
Can I have one more thing just to drop? If you want to find out a little more about the shows that are upcoming and the music that's upcoming from me, Shades Lawrence, you can sign up for my mailing list, which is a great idea to do, at shadeslawrence.com. You can also follow me on Spotify to get all the new music on Spotify, and follow me on social media platforms like Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Shades Lawrence. But the best way is to sign up for my mailing list at shadeslawrence.com. I don't send too many emails. It's literally like maybe one every 3 months. I sent one out just this morning, so you won't even have anything in your inbox for mad long. But if you want to find out about the new music and find out about the songs that are upcoming and the album that's dropping in 2023, that's the best way. Sign up for the mailing list. So thanks, Mags, for allowing me a little bit of space as a woman of color who's queer and doesn't like to say it too much in this world.
It's important for us to take space. It's important absolutely for us to claim that. So. Exactly. Reclaim your time, honey. Reclaim your time.
That's right. Let them know, Mags. Let them know.
We are about 3 minutes out of before the end of the show, so I'm going to let Evan Shea plug where we can find him. And before that, you can find more information about the festival on linktree.com/HHYDS Montreal. And we're going to exit the show with a Loop Sessions beat by Evan Shea. But before we go, Evan,
I jumped the gun on the plug. Oh, see? That's so a woman of color stepping up and taking space, yo.
Amazing.
And Mags was thoughtful enough to allow us time to drop the links at the end, and I jumped the gun on that, because so I appreciate that, Max, but I do apologize because I took up a bit more space than I need to.
That's okay,
but I'll leave Evan some time and some space to do that, and for you to plug Hip Hop You Don't Stop, because that's why we're here.
You can find my stuff at evanshaymusic.bandcamp.com. I have a few other projects that I've released over the years. have a thing called Lawful Citizen. You can find that on Bandcamp. You can also find all these on streaming platforms as well. I also have a project called Run and Hide that came out some years back, and that's a trio record, but you can find that on Bandcamp as well. But my latest record is called New Normal, and it came out in 2020 during the pandemic, and it is just basically a reflection of society and the downfall of it. And that's about it. You can find me on Instagram at Evan Shea Music and Evan Shea Photo as well. I have two Instagrams, and you can find me on Twitter. And it's usually just Mags and I losing our minds at each other or something like that. You know?
Well, thank you two so much for coming onto the show. We're going to leave
thank you for having me
with Loop Sessions 57 by Evan Shea. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. I've been Mags from the Hip Hop You Don't Stop Festival, and we'll see you this weekend.
I will be very a bad boy. I can be a bad boy. Very bad boy. But I don't want to be a bad boy.
Colonial, créé ici, en territoire Mi'kmaq et Wolastoqwé, au cœur de la Confédération Wabanaki. Nous, on est des colons et colonnes basés à Trois Pistoles, qui ont envie de s'éduquer et braver ensemble notre passé et présent colonial pour rêver à une cohabitation saine et respectueuse et un futur anti-colonial.
Salut tout le monde, je m'appelle Matt et je vous souhaite la bienvenue à ce cinquième épisode d'En jasant près du fleuve. Nous sommes présentement au mois d'août, le temps oscille entre la pluie et l'ensoleillement, au grand bonheur de mon jardin, où les tomates, les courges et les fleurs d'ail poussent à vue d'œil. Nous vous présentons aujourd'hui un épisode bien spécial. C'est une diffusion de la performance Medjay Westowig, Divané au bain-malo